Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's. Back in town. Look out, old Maggie's.
Yeah.
Chris McMahon.
I sang a little bit in the car to get ready. On the fan. McMonagle here with you on a football Friday morning. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we're taking your phone calls for the next 3 hours till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Again, 888-808-1019. We'll get to Brian Cashman and the press conference. We'll get to it. I know I had a little fun there in the update. We'll get into the things I didn't like, the things I will Brian Cashman shill and push back on. But it would be disrespectful. I have to admit this. I was thinking about where do I go? Where's the open? 6-7. I had to do it. My kids won't stop with it. But I was like, where? Because I'm putting my hands up and down right now. If you're watching on YouTube, you saw me. Where do I go with the open? And I couldn't help but think to myself, yeah, I know the Yankees have one of those famous press conferences that we love so much, and everybody's ready to talk about all their problems, and we will get to it at 888-808-1019. But it would be disrespectful on a football Friday to not give the Giants their due because, I mean, it's a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, we thought we wouldn't have any interesting football Fridays. We thought we wouldn't be able to talk about local football Fridays. We thought we'd be stuck on Thursday night games, and last night was a doozy. How about that, Jet fans? Watching two aging veteran quarterbacks who used to be on your team go up and down the field in an interesting, exciting, back-and-forth football game. Joe Flacco's been there for 8 days, played two games. He's thrown for three touchdown passes, beating the Steelers. Well, your quarterback can't is throwing negative 10 yards. Oh, my God. We'll get into the Mets as well, watching someone with playoff failures for them dominate in a baseball game. But we'll start with the New York Giants because today is as exciting a football Friday and getting ready for as big a Giant game as we have prepared for at the end of October and forever. And you look at this matchup right now against the Broncos, and it's starting to get exciting. And this is what I talked about Jackson Dart and the test this is going to be. And now you look, he's no longer a secret in the NFL. Him and Scadaboo have kind of become a little bit of the toast of the town. They did it nationally against the Eagles. They're ripping their shirts off on the post-game show last Thursday night. And suddenly, I don't know why, but the Broncos decide to talk. Whether it's linebacker Jonathan Cooper, he's talking about, Jackson Dart likes to dance. He's wearing his chains. You know, he's feeling himself right now. You got Nick Bonito, one of the best pass rushers in the game. talking about how the Giant fans are delusional. There's no more delusional fan base than the New York Giants. He took it down already. But for some reason, they've got some juice. They've got some juice. And the Broncos are feeling the Giant juice. That's right. They're feeling the Giant juice. And this is now the first real, like, this is where it goes from nice story. I know Philadelphia's good. I know. And I know the Chargers are good. And to beat the Chargers his first game, you know, it's a different look. Chargers didn't know what to expect. There was no tape on them. They played well. Right? The Eagles, two opponents that know each other extremely well, and the Eagles are in one of these funks. And if you look traditionally at the Eagles, when they lose, they kind of go on these streaks of losing. Like it takes a little bit. Then they find themselves eventually, or we saw a couple years ago, they go on that streak of losing all the way through the end of the season. And you could argue, well, the Giants played them at a perfect time. They're kind of dysfunctional right now, the offensive coordinator, blah, blah, blah. You go on the road. You get ready for a game against this defense that's played extremely well on a winning streak, and you're going up against a team that right now is a touchdown favorite, a team with a better defense, a team with a better coach, right? I mean, Sean Payton is one of the great offensive minds and head coaches, Super Bowl champion, the whole nine. Like, there's matchups on the road in Denver against a top-level defense, against a top-level head coach, and you're going on the road with Jackson Dart in this offense looking to make a statement. Looking, this is now the game for me. Like, we've talked about it all week. I've sprinkled it in a little bit. But I look at this game. This is the first test. As we got the Broncos talking, as we got the rumors of them going big game hunting for a wide receiver to improve this roster, to give Jackson Dart another weapon, to give this team that is now hopefully trying to make inroads into getting back into this season, back into the in-the-mix part of the television. Like, there's a lot of excitement around this team right now. And if they go into, this is the test for a young quarterback. This is the test for a coach who's starting to feel himself, who we talked about. Bang the table for this quarterback. Bang the table to start this quarterback when others didn't want to do it. And they've gone out there and they've played well, even offensively, outside of the turnovers against New Orleans. They've played well offensively. Scadaboo has made a difference. He's made a difference. The entire team is feeling it. This defense is going to go up against Sean Payton and an offense that struggled last week, a young quarterback in his second year who's played a little bit more like the beginnings of his rookie year as opposed to the end of his rookie year. Go out there, get some pressure, make this quarterback make mistakes. But for me, this is a game and a test for the New York Giants, a measuring stick of exactly who they are. And are we, as Nick Benito called the Giant fan base? Well, I mean, he tweeted out there's no more delusional fan base. We're assuming he means the Giants. But are we that? Is this fan base just delusional and excited over a couple of games where a quarterback and a new offense has surprised a couple of teams, given a different look than we've seen from the Giants in a while, and won a couple of games, played an Eagles team that's, you know, in the middle of one of their swoons before they get it right and go on a championship run? Or is this team something different? Has this changed? Has this quarterback changed? Because I'm telling you, the Giants... and Jackson Dart haven't seen this. I know that the Chargers were playing well. They were undefeated. The defense was playing well. But, I mean, you're going up against a team that legit is good. This defense, it's not going to be easy to run the football. They're going to get some pressure. This offensive line, it's a real test for this offensive line that we always have concerns about. Even with Andrew Thomas back, they've played better. But this is the first real test. They have not seen a defense like this. Right? No wide receivers going up against Patrick Surtain. That defensive pass rush, this is going to be a real test on the coach. It's going to be a real test on the coordinator in Kafka, and on the play calling, on the quarterback. This is a game where you go in and many ways, early on in the season at 2-4, this is a season-defining game.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because I suppose they could go in there and play fairly well and lose a game and get some moral victories, and then what do they become? Right? There's like three outcomes here. They get their ass kicked, right? Let's go from worst to best. They go in there and they're not ready for primetime. They're not ready for this defense. They're not ready for this matchup. They're not ready for Sean Payton. They're not ready to go play and win and compete in a game like this across the country against an opponent like this. They get their ass kicked, and then they become what we feared they would be, or what, you know, we probably expected they would be, certainly after 0-3, a team that's all about developing a young quarterback. And next week against the Eagles probably isn't that important. And you assume you're going to go into, you know, that building with a pissed off Eagles team looking for revenge, and you're expecting the same thing you got against Denver. And the season just becomes, well, you know, maybe now you lessen the stud level of wide receiver that you bring in, and you're just looking to give him something, and you're trying to develop him, and you want to see where this team, you know, where he can go and how he can improve. You go in there and fight and have a good game and barely lose, but acquit yourself well, look like a team who belonged on the field. And then suddenly it's, well, listen, they're building. This is the process, right? They're building. They should be a competitive team all year. Like, there's moral victories to take from this, yada, yada. Then you go in there and you could possibly win this football game. And suddenly that changes who they are. Now they're a team that beat Harbaugh and Herbert and the Chargers. You're a team that beat the defending world champions. And now you're a team that beat Sean Payton, arguably one of the best defenses in the league, on the road, when they made it quite clear they're not taking you lightly. They made it quite clear they're aware of you. Whether it's to belittle them or not, you don't mention teams you're taking lightly. You don't mention teams you don't care about. You don't talk crap about quarterbacks that are non-important to you, or you're already on to next week. They're aware of the New York Giants. They're aware of the buzz. They're using it as some sort of, and we all know the coach is not going to be unaware of the New York Giants. They're already using the buzz that the fan base is feeling, that I'm trying to give to you right now. They're using that. They're making fun of that. They're using the idea that Jackson Dart and Scadaboo have become the toast of the town, and, you know, Portnoy's on college football doing rants about how he's a fourth round pick and like everything else. They've become a talking point of the NFL with how Jackson Dart has played. The Broncos know it. The Broncos are ready for this game. You go in there and you beat this coach. You beat that defense. You beat this team on the road as a touchdown underdog. And suddenly this season feels a hell of a lot different. And we get ready for next Sunday and Football Friday. I don't care what happens. That's what we're talking about. Here we are with an opportunity for this to be a huge turning point of a game. You got the Giants doing it as well. Abdul Carter sending out tweets. Kayvon Thibodeau sending out gifts of Denzel Washington. Like, there's some juice. There's some buzz. There's ancillary stuff. It's more than just a lousy football game, another lousy game that the Giants are going to go get their ass kicked in. Nobody gives a damn. We're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're just waiting to see who's going to get, when the coach is finally going to get fired, who they're going to pick at the top of the draft. Like, those are normally the conversations that we're having. And instead, we've got stuff in the media. We got other players referencing the quarterback. We've got some juice. And you got a game that could shape the rest of this season. I cannot be more excited for this game come Sunday. This is a 10-pole game. This is a pendulum swing game. This is the game that the Giants either make a statement and put us in the frame of mind of, hey, go get that wide receiver because this team is good. They just beat a playoff team on the road. They're facing the Eagles. They just beat them 2 weeks ago. Everything changes depending on how this game is played. And I can't wait for it. 888-808-1019. We'll get to all the other stuff, too. I talked about the Jets watching Flacco and Rodgers again. Watch that game and tell me Rodgers is done. I know he lost the game. But the dude still moves. The dude still throws. He threw 70 yards in the air on the Hail Mary. Like, he looked great. Flacco, unbelievable what Flacco did in this game. He just got there. All the talk about Tomlin, you know, pissed off about Flacco being traded there. He came out and kicked his ass up and down the field against that Steelers defense. An incredible performance. We'll get to the ALCS that is now tied at 2. Max Scherzer. Think about that for a Jet fan. We'll have a conversation on this a little bit later. Think of a Jet and Met fan watching those two performances last night. You're watching Joe Flacco, a guy who was a statue for the Jets and was terrible. You're watching Aaron Rodgers, who was jettisoned from the organization in favor of a quarterback who's played some of the worst quarterback you could possibly play in the NFL, negative passing yards, a historically bad performance, while you're watching those two quarterbacks, those veteran quarterbacks, give you one of the better performances and one of the more exciting Thursday night games we've seen in a while. And then you get Max Scherzer, who absolutely spit the bit for the Mets down the stretch of that 22 season. Whether it was the start in Atlanta at the end of the year or whether it was that first game of the wild card against the Padres where he couldn't get out of the fourth inning and gave up 7 runs on 4 home runs or whatever it was. And last night, he's out there dominating the Mariners, screaming his coach off the mound, striking out a Rosarena on ridiculous sliders, striking out Rodriguez on sliders in the dirt. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, of course, we will get to Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, and that press conference, which, again, no surprises. We'll get to the Anthony Volpe stuff. I think there's mixed signals on the Anthony Volpe stuff. I wasn't thrilled with what I heard, but I also heard some things that I'm hoping will lead to them not starting Anthony Volpe. It wasn't as pronounced as, hey, he's coming back, but I didn't hear enough to make me happy. We'll get into some of the other things about Brian Cashman and the Jeter and Alex Rodriguez stuff that was said on this air right here on WFAN. So we'll get to it. But today's a football Friday. And 2 weeks ago, I didn't think we'd have one. We got one today. We got a big game on Sunday.